Testing, back on.
Hello.
Welcome back. What was that?
Because I pressed play and you never got rid of it. Anyways, this is how we're going to start our new episode.
Welcome
Should
back,
we do
everybody.
It? Was that intentional?
It can be.
Okay. New year,
new
less
us.
Organized us. We forgot how to use this program. We also got booted off of our old program. We can't use it anymore to record.
Why we're cheap you? And it's not free anymore.
I told Ava to give her credit card and we can write it off as a business expense. Yeah. But she did not want to do that.
We don't have a business account, so it doesn't really work. Anyway.
Oh, their arms move.
Kicking off the new year. Lots of things have happened.
Yeah, I hope you guys had an amazing new year. With friends, family, whoever.
Enemies.
I hope it was warm and safe and cuddly and nice.
And if it wasn't, you have next year, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, new year, new us.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling...
New?
I'm feeling new.
Fresh?
I am feeling fresh.
I know.
Fun, fresh, feminine.
Oh.
That's our...
Fun, fresh, and feminine. That's our new slogan. You'll see it
well,
in the
Well, that
bio.
Is our slogan, actually. We have that on Instagram.
Oh, great.
That's what I was planning.
It won't be changing.
We might throw in an emoji or something just to solidify it.
Yeah, I feel different.
Yeah?
I feel older. I feel more older than I did on my birthday.
Yeah, maybe I think the sun went around us.
Is that what the new year is? It's not the sun, that's a day. Oh my god.
So we haven't been to school in a really long time.
I've been away. You've been away.
I've been away. You were at school, so you have no excuse. I was working.
Yes, and now I'm working. So yeah. we've kind of done a flip-flop, switch,
yeah.
Swap.
Whoa. Yeah, I just finished my co-op term. It was great. Thanks for asking me, Ava.
You're welcome. It was great. I heard a lot about it.
No, you didn't.
Very numbers.
Much accounting. I was counting a lot.
Yeah.
It was good. So I'm not making myself sound more interesting by saying it.
I'm now on co-op. I'm doing a lot. I'm going to start a book club at my work.
Yippee.
So starting off the new year... doing the things I like.
Very nice.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I did watch Borat very recently.
Yeah, you know what I'm quoting.
Yeah.
Isn't he so funny?
I watched it years ago.
It's either
very
you
young.
Get it or you don't. I think because I'm Polish and Ukrainian, the humor just hits a little bit more because it is a little bit like...
It's a different group.
It's a joke on our culture.
That's what it is. I think relate to it.
Yeah.
Or like it. But... What were we talking about? I don't know. New topic.
King of the castle. I have a new room.
Yes.
Don't drop my location.
Dox you?
Don't dox me.
No.
But my room is nice. It's really cozy. Once Ava actually gets organized and gets us a microphone from Prism.
Yep.
Because I can't do that
Prism
myself.
Prism are doing renovations. They yeah. have money this year.
I can't opt out. I tried. They refused to
they
give me my
so
money.
You know, if you really think about it, they gave Laz all of their seating.
Yeah.
Which years we've begged and Prism delivered. And now they're redesigning their Prism space. The presidents are really acting this year. I love it. That's great.
Thanks.
I love it, though. I think the changes are definitely needed.
Yeah, we needed it.
I know most of the people listening are not business students, but trust
it. Really? You don't know. You don't know our demographic.
I would hope it's not business students.
Why? What's so wrong with business students? Look at us.
By the way, if you guys didn't know, we're business students. I don't know.
I think that'd be really surprising.
I don't think we're...
You found out we're business students?
Anna's just adding different stuffies to my computer. Anyway, new year, new me. Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I want to be a more positive person.
Oh, you're off to a good start.
Thanks.
Yeah. She gave me half an apple today.
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty positive.
Yeah.
We are not talking right. What is happening?
I Yeah. I feel like, oh, actually, that's
I
a really
didn't
cute
have New Year's resolutions.
Oh, I'm gonna post that.
I.
Too. Why? You should be a better person.
I
work
was
on yourself.
On a cruise
you could use it.
When it was New Year's, so I wasn't really thinking. Yeah.
Can you guess what that is for $100, listeners?
Can you guess what
that
is?
Was a different object.
two items.
Well, the first one was a 198-gram bag of Jolly Ranchers.
Why not 200? That's like one more Jolly Rancher.
You think a Jolly Rancher is 2 grams?
Oh. That's what I'm saying. Like, is it like a legal thing? Can't be 200 grams?
Not. It can't be 200, but maybe if it's 200, do you want blue?
Sure.
Then maybe it's different. Well, maybe that's probably going to be in my textbook because we were learning about GST, HST.
Let's do it. I want to know.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about some things that are going on right now.
In the world. Where's my phone? I had content on the phone.
Oh, I was taking pictures. We have Jolly Ranchers in our mouth right now. Just for context. So if we sound a little bit disgusting, that's why. No, but actually, I hope you guys have been really great. That's me trying to fulfill my New Year's resolution, spreading positivity. I got my nails done, and it's like these acrylics, and it's ombre, and I got them done at Elegant Nails in Kitchener. It's on Westmount Road. Exactly like the reference picture.
Are they nice?
Yeah.
They're nice over there?
Yeah, it is nice there.
Really? How expensive?
This ombre acrylic, $60. But they...
That's good.
But I got a $5 discount because they really messed up my nail beds.
How?
Like when they were doing the pilling thing. I don't know what it's called.
Did you have a new girl or something?
Mm-mm. I just have, like, sensitive skin there, I guess. Mm. So my fingers were bleeding a lot. And when she was filing, too, like, she cut somewhere down here. Mm. She was very rough, but... So I got a $5 discount, so I paid $55.
Nice. That math doesn't make sense. $5 per hand? Because you said it was $65.
I paid $60.
Oh, I thought you said $6.
And then I got a $5 discount.
Oh.
I'm in accounting. It's
okay. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Sorry, guys. All right. Kicking off the new year with some prompts. Some good ones, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
In a world populated by clones of you, what would the world be like?
Amazing, and also very loud. I feel like I'd need earplugs.
But would all of you need earplugs?
But also the world would go through a lot of, like, mood changes. Like, one day it'd be crazy, the other day, like, I wouldn't want to talk to it. Like, nobody would be talking to each other.
Well, do you think the world would function?
100%. I would make the world go round, full of Annas, yeah. Imagine an Anna government.
Ooh.
Hey.
I don't know about that.
Okay, what about you, if it was all Avas?
I don't think the world would function. I don't think some of us would take a... I don't, like, you know, like, take one for the team, go be a doctor? No. No. Take one for the team, you know, go do something, be a dog walker? Nah, I'm skipping on that.
You wouldn't want to be... I could see you being a dog walker.
Only if they're... But, like, I'd be so, like, I need a specific dog. Like, only small dogs. I don't want a big dog.
I see you with, like, Shih Tzus.
Oh. Thanks.
Can't you see me walking a Dalmatian?
You do get very Dalmatian vibes. You're, like, the girl from the Dalmatian.
Hey. I wear
them? No, the mom.
Oh, okay.
Like the girl. You know, and her dog meets up with the boy dog, and then the dog parents get in love. That's how it happens. They meet at, like, a dog park or something.
Mm.
I don't know.
All right. Big dogs scare me.
We're rapid firing these. What old people things do you do? Record podcasts.
Eat oatmeal.
Oh my gosh, I love oatmeal. I just started getting the quick oats again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like,
brown sugar.
There's brown sugar. There's maple, apple cinnamon. I love quick oats.
Yeah.
I'm getting back on the quick oat, like, hype.
When you put stuff in it, it tastes really good, too.
Oh, I don't even do that. The
oh, just
by
plain?
I get
no,
Dino
I mean,
eggs.
Like, I... Oh.
I love Dino eggs.
No, I, like, cut up apple in there.
But that would be warm.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh. I might try that. It kind of sounds good. It would have to be tiny pieces.
But apples and apple cinnamon. Well, you cut up in cubes.
Oh, do you leave the skin?
Hmm.
Okay.
You don't need it? Skin has a lot of fiber.
Well, yeah, but like in the apples and like the oatmeal, like the oatmeal's soft. I thought maybe the skin would get in the way.
See, when we're talking like that, like, I'm looking at you, but this feels like there's a third person. Like, I feel like
we're not... Are we supposed to be looking at the computer?
I don't know.
We're making eye contact.
Like, we were holding eye contact. It was freaking me out. I'm sorry. One time, though, I was in the car with my friend, right?
I didn't realize my eye contact was...
I'm sorry,
I'll look away.
In my new, like, new year, new me, I've gotten worse. Like, like, after not seeing people for 4 months, like, I cannot tolerate
it. It's been bad.
I get overwhelmed by seeing, like, being, working, in the Department of Residence, too, like...
Why did you say it like that?
That's what it is. I now know a lot of people, and I get really overwhelmed when I see people I know.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if, like, I can, like, I smile or nod, like, but I can't, there's so many people, I can't talk to everyone, like, I get really stressed out. But anyways, what I was saying, I was in the car with my friend, and he adjusted his mirror, and him and I were having a conversation through his mirror, and I was like, wait, what are we doing? And he changed.
Eye contact is not my strong suit, but I feel like me being down here, I kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're a little bit more superior than me right here.
Me?
Right here. If you guys didn't know, I'm sitting like a little bit lower than
I'm
Anna.
I'm sitting on my bed, but my legs are crossed.
Yeah.
So I think that would put me on the same level.
Okay. We're on the informal level. Perfect.
Well, right. We are friends, so I don't know formalities need to be here.
What did you think was cool when you were young, but isn't cool now? I have so many of these. Like this one, everything. Everything I thought was cool.
Then
as a
you
kid.
Go.
Number one, pixie sticks. If someone had a pixie
stick.
Oh.
12 minutes in.
If someone had a pixie stick.
Remember that.
If somebody had a pixie stick when I was a kid, I genuinely thought they were the coolest people in the world. Like.
That's just sugar.
That's what I'm saying. The fact that your parents let you eat straight sugar.
Oh.
Like, I was like, that is so cool. My mom would never.
Yeah, you know what I thought was cool, too? How people could, like, hang out with others without asking their parents.
Right?
And now I realize that I'm like, oh, that's not good.
That's not okay.
Like, yeah. Well, or, like...
Maybe we're just off.
Yeah.
Maybe it's okay.
My mom also, like, I never had any, like juice boxes I thought were really cool. My parents never bought juice boxes.
Yeah, we had...
Or snacks, too.
Like, juice. If anything.
Oh, no, not even me. Juice. Not even me.
We drink milk.
Yeah. But I always, like, everybody in my class had Nestea juice boxes, and I was so jealous.
Nestea?
No, you know what else I thought was cool? Speaking of this, bad parenting. well, not really bad parenting. It depends on, like...
Different parenting styles.
Yeah, and it also depends the situation, but I was so jealous of the people that had fast food for lunch. And now I look at them, I'm like,
I don't think I ever had one...
I never had my mom bring in lunch for me. Like, I always had a sandwich every single day.
Or crackers and cheese, a couple of little snacks.
Yeah.
Or those, like, cheese dip things, like the sticks with the cheese.
Yes, those are
actually...
Or, like,
actually, the cheese on the crackers.
Like, now I look like the Ritz ones.
Dunkaroos? Oh, my God.
Always wanted.
I had a Dunkaroo a couple months ago.
So sweet.
Right? So sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it's just icing.
Or, like, do you remember those, like, cosmic brownies?
Yes.
They were really good. I need to try them again and see how sweet they are. I haven't had that in years. But now I'm like, maybe it's good that my parents didn't buy that for me.
Or, like, micro trends. Like, micro, like, you know, fads at school.
Yeah.
Like, what are they called?
Silly bands?
Silly bands.
No, I have those.
Well,
I rock them.
I got some. I climbed the ranks. I got, like, a pity one from my friend that I traded my way through.
No,
Silly bands, Pokemon cards, all those. I thought you were cool.
I had Pokemon cards.
Okay. Well, I don't think
You know what? I have. That's so rude. I had a really cool Pokemon card. This one I got. Some guy gave it to me over lunchtime. It's old, and it's Japanese. And on the back it says Pocket Monsters. And it's all Japanese, and
is
it's
that
all
Pokemon then?
Yeah, it's like some special edition, like old school one.
Wow.
And
you
it's
still
like
have it?
Dark blue. Yeah.
Do you have it in a, like a little case?
No.
Put it in a little case.
I know. I have some worth of
you
like,
should Google.
No,
Google
I have
image
I,
it.
No, I googled, I have a couple cards that go for like $30-$40 because they're like some older versions. And there was one with like a misprint, and I have that too, and that's pretty expensive.
You should sell those.
No, I'm gonna sell them when I'm older.
Oh, that's so much better. Yeah. But then like, will the hype be there?
Yeah.
You think?
They're vintage.
I guess. But like, nowadays people don't play with Pokemon cards.
Why not? Oh, perfect segue. This guy on the Dom team. Professional Pokemon card player.
What does that mean?
He went to a conference.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah, he was at a conference. That doesn't mean he's a professional.
No, it's professional.
Does he have a professional license?
Yeah.
You just made that up. He doesn't have a license.
Give me my phone.
A Pokemon player?
Give me my phone.
No, I'm too scared for the answer. I'm too scared for the truth.
He's a professional Pokemon player.
How does one become a professional Pokemon player?
Ask him. Next time we have him, not Craig, on the show.
Yeah. Next
Craig.
Week. In 2 weeks, we'll have the professional Pokemon answers.
So yeah.
Just in case anybody was thinking about it as a career.
Yeah. Can this be us here? This is that. This is you.
Don't end the video.
By accident? Sorry, guys. Right now, we have my little calico critters resting on Ava's laptop while we record this. Ah! He fell.
Okay. What would you do without electricity for 3 days? I feel like that's such a stupid question.
I'd live life.
I know, right? Like, that's the answer. What do you mean? Move on. It's 3 days. It's fine.
Lock in. Yeah. Thug it out.
Which of the seven dwarves is most like you? What, like Grumpy? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I don't remember. I don't know all
but
of them.
But Grumpy wasn't always Grumpy. Like, he actually had moments where he was nice. So
yeah, that's like you.
Oh, I was going to say maybe it's you.
Next question.
Or Dopey. You could be Dopey.
Dopey?
Yeah, he's got like the big ears and stuff.
I don't have big ears.
He's cute though.
Did you get new piercings?
No.
Oh, you just got new earrings.
Yeah.
Nice.
Different, but good. Yeah. I need to get more. I want a new piercing.
Yeah?
If you want a new piercing, call me up. I will go with you. Because I was looking last semester at the deals that the place nearby had. But it didn't make sense because it was like you have to spend $70 on like upgraded jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But all the jewelry that they had was not cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't the style. It was very industrial. Mm-hmm. And I'm not an industrial person. So it didn't really make sense to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was to look around and find like better deals, I want to get one on this ear. Because
mm-hmm.
some of our friends have really nice piercings.
Name drop them.
I'm not name dropping them. But you know who I'm talking about. You definitely know. There's two I'm thinking of.
S and C?
Who's C? I'm thinking S.
Cheeseball?
Oh, definitely not Cheeseball.
No? She has piercings, though.
No, she's got, like, one or two.
Who's the other one? N?
N. I was thinking S and N.
Mm.
She does. She has nice ones.
Mm.
I'd go with, like, daintier jewelry, though.
Mm. My best friend, she got her eyebrow pierced recently.
How's it look? Be honest.
Oh, it looks really good on her.
Yeah?
She has orange hair.
Is it dainty,
she has a
or
lot
is it, like, industrial?
I can show you a picture after. It looks
yeah.
really good on her.
People
I love
industrial really like that's cool. That going back to the last question.
No, you know what she
if
had
you
before?
Had industrial piercings.
Cool? Oh,
you
my
were
pants.
Cool.
I'm wearing two layers of pants.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you. She had to take it out, but she
oh.
had the industrial. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Industrial bar, yeah.
Yeah, she had that.
That's so cool.
And she got her belly button pierced. She has a lot of piercings. There was this guy at the airport I saw, and I was like, whoa, I really like that piercing.
How'd he get through the airport?
No, he had a dermal.
Oh. How'd he get through the airport?
Mm-hmm. But it looked really... I like dermal piercings. You know which ones I like?
But dermals get rejected so often.
No, he was taking care of it.
I guess.
I also like the one where people get their dimples pierced.
Yeah.
I think that's so
aren't
cute.
Aren't they called, like, dahlias?
Dahlias?
I think.
Is it?
I think so.
We could be so wrong.
I think dahlias are, like, cheek
yeah.
dimples.
I like those.
Those are cute.
Yeah.
Especially when they're, like, really cute girls.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Confidence and you can rock it.
Yeah.
Whoa,
I
wish.
Or like when people have, I like when they have two nose piercings.
Double whammy.
Yeah, if you have a stud
both
and a
side?
Hope. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, one here, one here.
Oh, yeah, like not stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
But like multiple.
That's cool.
Or like when they have like the hoop, but there's like a little dangly like charm off the hoop. Have you seen
but that
those?
That seems so like...
That would tickle.
Yeah.
You have to sneeze all the time.
That's what I'm thinking, like, like, I'm like, oh my god, is something dripping from my face or is it just like just the
and also design? You smell it all the time. I heard a septum is really stinky.
I heard that septum piercings, like, they're gross.
Yeah.
And people just, it's an unspoken thing.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Like, if you're smooching someone with a septum, you'll smell it.
Oh. I never thought about it like that. Yeah. Ew.
Ew.
Would you tell somebody if you smelled it?
No, I just wouldn't.
Okay.
Probably see them after.
True. Would you ever get your belly button pierced?
I've been told. N told me I have a good stomach for a belly button piercing. I have like a nice...
Can I see it? No, I don't want to see it. But now I feel like... That's so way worse.
Ow!
Like, show me.
I have like a nice belly button.
For it?
Yeah.
You got the anatomy? I heard that you can get rejected. Oh, you do. You've got a long one.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds really bad.
No, like, it's like the, like,
and skinny, I also, I've like been told, long. And I've been told that's... I have good ears, because...
You do. I was going to tell you that.
I've been told multiple times.
I was going to lead with that, is that I was
and looking at I piercing
types,
the and perfect...
I have the right ears for some of these piercings.
I have the perfect anatomy for all these piercings, but I'm not going to do it, because that's not me, but I do want tattoos.
What kind of tattoo would you get?
Back tattoo. I want a back piece.
Why?
Do you know how hot those are?
But, like, you can't see it.
I know. But imagine you're at the beach, and then you just take off your shirt. Boom. Nobody expects it.
Why are you taking off your shirt?
Because I'm wearing a shirt, and I'm going tanning.
Okay, going tanning.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, on, like, I want, like, my thigh going down my leg.
Thigh makes sense. I like it when you see
no,
it.
No, I like a back piece.
What would you get?
I'm corporate. What I gotta cover it up. It oh, can't be that something that, you know... But I do
but a,
like...
But a giant do, back piece is like...
or like, you know, on forearms and then it goes onto your hands.
Yeah.
I really like
you've got
like
nice
those.
Hands for the for
thank
nice
you.
Tattoos.
You ever watch Seinfeld?
Yes.
You know when George, he's like a hand model?
Yeah.
I feel like I could be a hand model.
You could be a hand model.
I actually... Like, I've always believed that.
You've got like long, young adult...
Yeah.
Young adult.
Say long skinny fingers.
Yeah.
But you can see the veins in my hand though. That might be an issue. They probably
is
want
it?
People with like
thick skin?
Yeah. Well,
ew,
you see.
I thought oh yeah. But
that's kind of gross. Too. Yours you can barely see it.
No, you can definitely see my veins.
More
I will never be a hand
less
model.
Look
I,
at mine. I, you literally can never. See it sticking out, brother.
Like oh, my mom has that too.
Yeah.
But
I like getting, like, I got mid-length coffin-shaped nails. I like it because it makes my fingers look even longer and even skinnier.
Yeah.
I like that look. It's, like, creepy.
Oh, here's a good one. If you were a candy bar, which candy bar would you be?
Oh, my gosh.
Guess
let's
what we have here.
Guess the second ASMR. If you were guessing a Butterfinger, send us your email. We'll ET you $100.
The Butterfingers are so good. I want to eat it, but we need a napkin.
We can just eat above your laptop.
What? No, we'll eat above the
newspaper. I have tissues.
The newspaper. The extra newspaper. Extra newspaper.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're gonna hear. This is our table.
Alrighty. Let's crack this bad boy open. Okay. So what? You would be a Butterfinger?
No.
Okay. If you were any chocolate bar, what would you be?
What would you be? Because I don't know. Why are you breaking it? Just take
I'm
a
just
bite.
Gonna take a bite.
Oh. We've resorted to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So would you be a Butterfinger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That goes hard. That goes so hard.
Mm-hmm. I like how like flaky.
Mm-hmm. Either a Butterfinger or a score bar.
Ooh. I can see that.
I like it when it has chocolate on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But like a toffee or peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Like flaky.
You know what I'd be?
What? Something basic.
Basic?
Arrow.
I want to be an After Eight.
Oh, that's so true. After Eight's
actually, no,
too.
Can I? Okay.
No, you're so an After Eight. You can't take it back. Like, genuinely?
What's your favorite chocolate, though?
I think it really depends on my mood. Like, really thinking about it, I grabbed a Butterfinger because I felt like a Butterfinger. Like, I'm not the kind of person who sticks to one thing. Like, if I feel like a
me
sour
too.
Candy, I'll go for a sour candy. If I want, like, a gummy bear, I'll go mm-hmm. for a gummy bear. Like, I really change.
Yeah, but no, for me, whenever I want a chocolate bar, oh, Henry.
That's the one with, like, the full peanuts, right?
Yeah.
Those are good. I like those.
Anything with nuts in it.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like they get so similar. Oh, Henry.
Snickers is really good.
They are the same thing.
Mars is really good. When you get that in your Halloween bag, yep.
I don't think I've had a Mars bar in forever.
Me neither.
Wow.
You know what my We're favorite basically- chocolate is? Oh. You know what my favorite chocolate is?
What? You just said your favorite chocolate.
No, I said okay. I like that, but my favorite, mm-hmm. And I never buy for myself, but when I have it, I feel like a king. Chocolate seashells.
Hmm?
You know when you get those as like a gift or something?
Mm-mm.
Chocolate seashells.
Mm-mm.
You've never heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Look it up. I don't know what they make it out of. It's some sort of specific chocolate that they use. It's literally just chocolate in the shape of seashells, but it's like...
Is it like baked chocolate?
No, but it's like dense.
Oh, I've seen these, yeah.
Those are my favorite kinds because they're like dense and sweet and like...
I want one.
They're really good. We should get that.
Next episode?
Yeah.
Well, we
got that at like Shoppers.
Look at how dense... I'm flaky that yeah. is. That's a perfect bite.
Is this last one for
That's
me?
That's for you. This okay. is for me.
Yeah. Mm. But I love chocolate seashells.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going too long, too fast.
Hold on. Back from the break. Sorry about that, guys.
They're not going to notice a difference when we...
Yeah, probably not. Next question, I guess.
Yeah, you'd think that we would prepare something after our break. No.
How long would you realistically last in a zombie apocalypse? We've definitely talked about zombie apocalypses on our...
4 days.
That's very specific. Why?
Or maybe 5. I couldn't make it the weekend.
She'd want to go out to, like, Phil's or something.
For the record, I don't go to Phil's. I don't
I
like
know,
Phil's.
That's the joke. I think not even a day.
Really?
I think I would honestly, I know people say it for jokes, but I think I would.
Actually, I think I would too.
Like being so, if I saw them, like obviously TV's different, but if I see somebody being like, you know, done, mm-hmm. like getting it, I would know.
No, that motivates me.
It's a different type of motivation.
I got that dog in me, Ava.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surviving. But also, I can't climb a tree, so.
I would, oh my gosh. Climbing a tree's so smart. We've got great trees around here.
You need food.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, zombies want brains, Ava, so you're fine. You're safe.
Wow, what a cheap shot. What would be your weapon of choice? Not in the zombie apocalypse.
A gun.
No, not in the zombie apocalypse.
A gun.
What kind of gun?
Who am I fighting?
No, just your general weapon of choice.
I'm not fighting anyone.
No, you're running into a fight. You don't know anybody. You don't know what they're holding. What are you going
with? A gun.
I'm going with a tank. That's my
weapon. What the hell?
Give me a sec. Can you see this whole thing pulling up so slowly?
They're
just
fast.
Aiming. What do you mean? They're fast. Tanks are fast.
They're, you only have
they're
your...
They're ink. I'm a tank.
Are you going to get your T? Your T1? Your T2?
What license do you need for a tank?
I don't know. We should actually... Could you imagine we should get that?
Just for fun.
That'd be so fun. You know this girl that's on my Dawn team has every... She has like 6 kinds of licenses or 3 kinds of licenses. Like all of them.
Really?
She has car, motorcycle, and I think boat.
That's 3.
Yeah.
Only 2 of those are hard to get. You can get a boating license online.
I have my smart serve.
Yeah, that's good.
And my CPR.
Ooh. What would a world with magic be like?
Really scary. A lot of people would
For
curse
real.
Me.
What?
Like, no, do you know how many, like, hexes I would have? A lot.
I was just gonna say, wouldn't people be so self-motivated? But then, yeah. I don't think it'd be a good thing. Maybe that's why they got rid of it in the first place. We had
Who
magic.
Got rid of it?
This is my conspiracy theory. I swear.
We still have magic.
I think we have it. So, being we have so it in for us. Real, I think half, like, there is some in the world. Because some stuff just happens and it has no explanation. And, like.
I don't think it's magic. I think it's just, like.
Okay, what about myths? Like, mermaids and dragons and, like, vampires and stuff in different cultures, they are ingrained in different cultures, like all over the world. That's so cool.
Guys, should we do voodoo our next episode?
Whoa, no. I thought voodoo's like really bad because then you open yourself up to it too. Like you become more easily manipulated or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making that up.
If we get
on your calico cats?
Oh.
Oh my god.
This little guy's a voodoo doll for you?
That's crazy. Duh, 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 duh. Ow, ow.
In case you didn't see, I slapped my...
She slapped her baby, baby kitten. She slapped him.
Well, actually, this is the father.
Oh.
Yeah, this is actually the kid.
Oh, I thought they were like...
No, the mother looks more like the daughter. It's a mixed cat family.
Stop.
No, okay. Look it up. It's the cat family.
If you were given 1,000 acres of land, what would you do with it? That's a really
chocolate
good question.
Chocolate factory.
Stop. Have you seen Willy Wonka?
I don't want to.
I want to.
It's a musical.
I feel like it would end my past thing, like what everybody was obsessed with Timothée Chalamet. I think it would finally put it in the dirt.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so. There's one scene.
The chocolate scene.
Yes!
Oh my god! We all know the scene.
No! What happened?
No!
Zeke. I have a little jelly cat here.
We'll be posting all photos.
Yeah. You guys will be updated what our set looks like.
Yeah, we'll do some.
I don't know if you should be updated.
It's nice. It's clean.
Garbage.
But, that chocolate scene, I will just close my... I'll go to the bathroom.
I'd be like...
Just one eye open. Oh my gosh. No, but I think it would end something for me internally. Like, I'd be a done deal, like, once and
for all. Have you seen that video of him and Kylie Jenner? Where they're, like, getting cozy at a table? At, like,
yes, and then people were saying...
It makes sense.
No,
I think. Have you seen his track record?
She made a thing. She made an announcement.
What'd she announce?
Wait,
that's not her?
Are we talking about the same thing?
I saw an edit of them together.
At the table at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And then I heard that people were lip reading Selena Gomez talking to Taylor Swift and someone else about how Kylie Jenner didn't let Selena say hi to Timothy. But then she said that was not true.
Selena worked with Timothy. Selena has a boyfriend. Isn't she with like Benny Blanco or something? Or did I just make that up?
I think I've seen her with somebody.
I think she can do better.
Let's talk about, we all know, I was going to say, let's talk about it. Who's the world's craziest gymnast? Come on. We're talking about this now.
Oh, and how he was saying that he's like the catch in the relationship. I do. Simone Biles.
Yes. Let's talk about this.
Oh.
Simone Biles.
Her boyfriend or fiance?
Husband. Her husband was on a podcast or a video or something talking about how... Just downplaying.
He is not attracted to his wife then. I've seen that where the way that he talks about her and like.
He was on this video just talking about how he didn't know who she was. He took a blind stab or something at it. And then it turned out to be like.
What does he look like? Can you pull him up?
It's just like he looks like the most average man in the world. Simone Biles. I'm literally going to put Simone Biles' husband.
Yeah, because nobody knows his name.
Nobody. And people have been going around on like on the streets being like, do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't want her in it.
If you are known by your wife's name,
chillax.
Like murder.
What is his name? I don't even know what his name is. Jonathan? Jonathan what? Biles, obviously, right?
No, she was a Biles before.
But maybe he would take her last name. Jonathan Biles?
That's so
Jonathan
funny.
Owens. Okay, Owens.
She kept her last name?
I guess.
You know that's what I'm going to do? Or I'm going to have two last names.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep mine.
Like, just... I want to try and find, like, an accurate photo.
Accurate.
Like, this is the most popular one. I do not know this man.
He's in the NFL?
I guess. He's in football or something. That's how he's famous.
He's a little girly.
It's the dimples. Maybe he should get one of those Dahlia...
It's the dimples! Yeah!
Dimples are such them? Like a... Yeah.
No, his eyes are like... I think it's his eyelashes too. He's very long eyelashes. I'm looking. Okay. Oh, that's them.
And it's just like, it was just such a scene because, like, obviously, she's, I get it, so if you're pretty. Famous. I get it if he's famous, but she's more famous.
She's a lot more famous.
That's all that matters in this part of, like, what he was talking about.
Yeah.
She was very much very famous when they met, I'm pretty sure. It was, like, at that point where they were on that special celebrity dating app.
Raya?
Yeah.
Me and Caroline wanted to...
How do you do that? You have to
apply. We were going to figure it out.
You have to apply.
Yeah, and then you have to wait a couple months and then...
Months?
Yeah.
That's crazy. People actually, like, admit that they're on Raya. They waited months.
Dude.
That's wild.
For famous celebrities? But also, I'm in Waterloo. I'm not... I'll go back home to... Hey, Mom, coming home for the weekend. Why? Oh, I'm just going out with, I don't know. I don't know any Canadian.
All right.
What's next?
This is a good one. I like this one. If be thoughtful with this answer, by the way. If you could hack into any one computer, whose computer would you choose? Be so, like, really think about it. Like, let this soak in for a second.
Mm-hmm. Anyone's computer?
Yeah.
What would you pick? Do you want water, by the way? Do
you have water? Should we pause?
No, it's okay. You think. You keep the...
For a computer, I would want something, like, either... Oh, my gosh. That director who made a movie that's supposed to be released in 100 years. I want to see that.
I've never heard of that. What is that?
Apparently, there's a movie. Let me fact check myself here. There is a movie called 100... It's called 100 Years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 100 Years movie. Hold on here.
You know whose computer I think would be pretty sick?
Yes. Look at the release date. 2115. It's called 100 Years. It's an upcoming experimental science fiction movie that's not being released for 100 years. I'd hack into his computer.
Oh, and is it to see, it's like, apparently called what's going to be accurate?
It's called The Movie You'll Never See. Because everybody's going to be dead by the time it gets released.
Cool.
I would do that. I would hack into his computer and watch that. That's my answer. I'd
hack into his computer.
Why?
You know what kind of Scientology crap he has in there?
He's a Scientologist?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. How? When was this discovered? Is this old news? Am I just finding out?
Hold on.
All right, guys. We edited something out. We edited something out just because we didn't know.
We got a little scared by whose computers we would hack.
Yeah, we got into it.
Less controversial.
Yeah. Answer.
Maybe.
Anyone. There's so many good people, like tech people, political people. Like,
that's who I don't want to say.
Oh
my God. Okay.
I hope this guy doesn't come after me.
I don't know if
this is... I promise I won't leak your computer. I won't leak your computer.
Yeah, Ava's studying computer science. You're dating a computer scientist. He's going to be able to hack for you.
You have to have the computer. I don't know this guy. Strike it from the record.
You know, okay. I don't know if this would be fully my answer, but this is going to be a good segue. Imagine Epstein's computer.
Stop. We're not segueing. You want to avoid that one topic, but you want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Let's chat about it.
What would be on his computer, though? Like, would he be stupid enough to have it on his computer?
No, he'd have everything on a paper.
Easy to burn.
Yeah, but if you remember, like, Hillary Clinton deleted her emails? You think he doesn't have a few emails? He's old.
I don't think I know enough about the story. Can you tell me it?
What he did?
Everything, yeah.
Well, he has a little island where they would have underage girls, and basically Ghislaine Maxwell would go to these girls and be like... Ghislaine Maxwell would go to these girls and be like, hey, do you want to be a masseuse? And then half the time, like, they'd want to be, right? Because that's, like, the field they're going into.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, okay... Come to this island, practice for free, you get to live here, or something like that,
serious?
Right?
Is this
and
real?
Then and then she'd be like, go recruit some other girls. So then they would do that too, and that's how, like, the trafficking started.
Oh my God.
But then you know what happened on the island.
I think I know bits.
And a lot of these girls were very young.
Holy.
Or, and also Bill Clinton likes him young.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I saw that.
And then you really think that, like, Hillary didn't know anything about it?
I don't know what.
It's a little suspect. It's a little suspect.
Are they related?
They're married.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
What?
Wait, are you serious?
Chat, you just
heard.
Ava found out that Bill and Hillary are married.
Wait, are you being so for real?
Yes. There was that whole thing where he cheated on her with Monica Lewinsky.
Who is he again?
He was a president. He used to be a president, yeah.
And she was running.
Yeah.
And she, what?
And Trump
this
won.
This is all clicking. Is he alive still?
Yeah.
What? I had no idea. Genuinely had no idea.
What did you think?
I didn't. Like, I didn't think. I never matched their... Until you said Hillary, and I was like, oh, what's her last name? And it clicked that they have the same last name. This is so embarrassing.
And they have a daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Who was, I think she was in Parks and Rec, unless I'm really wrong.
No way.
Unless I'm really wrong. But I'm, like, 99% sure.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
I think she was in, like, the last episode or, like, one of the episodes there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I could be so wrong, but I remember her being on a TV show. So I'm guessing it's Parks and Rec.
Why? That's such a random...
Just like Leslie Knope, you know?
Okay. If you could build a themed hotel, what would the theme be? And what would the rooms be like?
Calico Critter themed. Or Hello Kitty themed. Or Snoopy themed.
Gotta pick one.
Maybe Hello Kitty, because it's all girly.
Yeah. I feel like you're attracting the right demographic.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's memorable.
Cute. Yeah.
Yep. Then nobody's gonna complain.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
What about you?
A themed hotel?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, one of those ice hotels.
They already have that in Quebec.
Okay, but... They probably have a Hello Kitty hotel, too.
Yeah, but mine's better.
Okay, fine.
Mine's gonna be run by a woman.
I think I'd want, like, nature vibes. But, like, it's, like... actually nature, not like just cute, but like trees in the
you're
house.
Making people sleep in tents in the room.
Yeah. No beds.
There's like dirt floors.
Yeah, I was gonna say all dirt on the inside. The only thing that the hotel does is provide you shelter, but then sometimes we'll bring in fans and some snow just to mix it up, you know?
Ava with her weather machine.
Yeah, it's really gonna be like that.
Whoa, where's your snowflake?
I'm not wearing it today.
Why?
I'm switching it up. I'm wearing my...
Do you always switch it? No.
No, this is my new one now. I don't know what happened to my snowflake.
Did you get that as a gift?
No, I just got it from my mom.
Oh.
It's new.
I like it.
Thank you. It's a little bit more chill.
Yeah, that's why you look different. It's your jewelry.
Just...
No, it's like more like dainty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going for a more dainty, like... I mean, this isn't very dainty, but yeah, you already aced it, so you're good.
Just so you guys know, we have very dainty jewelry, very cutesy. Ava's a silver girl, I'm a gold girl.
We balance each other out.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like it's easy, but also not easy if you really think about it. Would you rather never use social media sites or apps again, or, and I'm gonna add phone calls in there as well, okay?
That is different.
Or... never watch another movie or TV show. Because I feel like the social media is too easy. So I'm saying, like, any type of online communication.
Never watch any movies or...
Really?
Yeah, I have people to entertain
me. Okay, fine. If you took out...
Would I rely on,
okay, if you took out phone calls, it was just social media and movies.
Yeah, I'll get rid of movies.
Really?
Social media, you keep up to date with people.
I didn't think you were so, like... I thought you'd give up social media easy. That's why I tried to make it hard.
Well, okay, I don't know, because also I'd have TikTok where I can watch part 30 of a movie.
Yeah, that's
like,
so true.
I can go through a movie on there.
Oh, I love watching those.
Like, I love the medical TV shows.
Yes. Because they always get to the good bits. Like, they avoid the
I love when the comments are like, it's been 2 hours, put the next episode.
Movie man, yeah. Cue it up.
That's so funny.
But I guess. I don't know.
You?
I don't know. If I could phone and chat, No. You know what? Now I'm thinking about it, I probably would give a movies and TV shows.
You need to stay in contact with people.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. That's
crazy.
If you could have dinner with any currently alive person in the world, who would it be?
Carlos Sainz.
Whoa. I don't know who that is. Oh, is that
He's on my wall right there.
F1. Perfect. Great. Love that.
One of my favorite athletes, if not my favorite athlete.
Is he considered an athlete?
Yeah. They exercise a lot.
But that doesn't make him an athlete.
No, they're
Athletes are different than people who exercise. I wouldn't call C
what's
an
Formula
athlete?
One?
Racing. Like car racing.
Motorsports.
Sports. But a sport is not an athlete.
What would you call him?
I don't know.
What's a person that does sports?
Would a ballerina be an athlete?
Yeah.
I know it's a sport, but I didn't think they call them athletes.
I'm called like dancers.
Gamers.
Gamers.
Soccer gamers. I don't know.
That's like
next question.
No, what about you're not answering these questions?
Dinner with anybody currently alive?
But also Carlos, if you're listening.
And
I'm gonna see you in June.
Any person alive? I don't know. Everybody's kind of boring.
What?
Maybe like Taylor Swift's so boring though. Like as an answer.
Oh, I feel like she'd be nice though.
She'd have the most interesting stuff to talk about.
No, but I feel like she'd also like try her best to make everything very like cozy and warm. Same like Selena Gomez. Like I feel like she'd be like, oh, like do you want more? Do you have enough?
I eat dinner with Selena
warm
Gomez if she made it with me.
Do you
like on her little videos, like her little cooking shows?
You what?
She has a cooking show.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
I'd eat.
And that how Hailey like Bieber that. Was like copying her. Did
yes. You see that? Oh, we talked about this.
I love how you know all my online references. We're both online too much.
That's why.
Yeah.
We should probably get rid of it and only watch TV.
Yeah.
What would you do with an extra $1,000 to spend only on yourself? Extra, like it's never gonna happen again. Like, my thought process is
never gonna happen again. I'm gonna do something that, like, I would never spend money on.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm getting my hair done. I'm getting my nails done. I'm getting waxed. I'm, like,
I was gonna say, like,
getting
go,
my eyebrows
go
done.
It.
I'm gonna get a spray tan. I'm gonna, like, do everything.
It's like an everything shower, but everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unshowered.
Manicure, pedicure.
What's that called? Spot day. Like a whole
spot
like,
day.
Like
yeah.
A,
oh my god, get it like a facial too. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
facial would you get? Would you get like the blood facials or
maybe one time thing? Why not?
Ooh.
It's your own blood.
Yeah, it's like altered, right?
Yeah.
Or something? I don't know.
Or like some sort of like exfoliating thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's boring. Exfoliating doesn't do much. I want like deep treated. Like.
Well, yeah, some fancy stuff. Oh, I've read a
skin
book.
Peel or whatever.
I've read a book like that. And it's really good and you'd like it. Mona Awad makes amazing books. She released this book recently called Rouge. And it's about this woman whose mother passed away. And she's super into skincare. But then she enters this world that's like, there's like multiple different steps to get like the final treatment. And like her mother did this treatment. But then there's like jellyfish everywhere. And she enters this like weird red and black cat. It's like really cool.
Oh, like it's an actual different world?
Yeah. She like puts on her mom's heels and like she can like get that. Like it's actually really interesting.
Like fantasy or is it like her delusion? Skincare?
No.
I'm so
book.
Confused.
I'm
you
gonna
have
be honest.
To send it to
every
me.
Time I read her books, I am confused because a lot happens. But when I finish it, I'm like, whoa, that felt like I was tripping.
Yeah.
Like she wrote Bunny. Do you know Bunny?
No.
It's where like these college girls. I don't know if it's a sorority or not, but they, like, kill guys and, like, bunnies and
oh,
try to make,
fun.
Like,
oh,
a man, like, man bunny kind of things and, like, they experiment on people.
Do we do that here?
Yeah.
Maybe we should add that up.
Well, I'm
don't,
not
Don't
a,
let the bunny girls know.
Don't let the...
Wait, are they bunny men?
Bunny men.
The bunny girls as in the girls making the bunnies.
The girls are making the bunny men, yeah.
Okay.
And then she also has this
Why
other
bunnies?
Book... They all also call each other Bunny. So they're like, hey, Bunny. It's like, you know, Barbie.
That's so cute. Yeah.
No, but it's like called gory. Like, yeah. No, you'd like her stuff.
That's cute.
And she also has this other book, the first book I read by her, called All Is Well. And it's basically this drama teacher. And she's like she hasn't like been acting in a really long time. She hasn't directed nothing. And then she finally starts directing this like play for, I think it's like in a college or a high school. And it just gets weird. Like, she meets these like witches and like...
Really?
That's no, so she cool. like writes like the trippiest books. Like, I like her style. But anyways, Rouge Mona Awad, I recommend.
All right.
I finished it on the plane from Florida. How was your cruise?
It was good. I got the flu. My whole family got the flu in the last
Everybody
day.
Everybody got sick.
No, this was bad. This was four girls, one bathroom.
Oh.
No airflow bad.
Oh, no.
Like... It was really bad. Like, everybody
I'm
was
sorry
sick
to hear
family.
That.
Here, but it was great. Way. It was a great experience while it lasted.
Nice.
My first time. This one's a good one. I feel like this might either boost your ego or might make you, like, self-reflect. Great lead-in. Who would play you in a movie about your life and who would play me?
Oh, you go first.
No. This is like a duo question. We handle it together. We got a brainstorm here. Who would play me and who would play you? You? I don't know. Like,
I have an idea in my
just
head.
Watched, I just watched. You're not gonna like my idea.
Oh no, but then don't hurt my feelings.
A Hawkeye episode. And I really
Hawkeye.
And I like Florence Pugh with like, I can imagine her with like your
She's
kind
too
of
short.
I know, but she's got like the cheeks. She's got the cheeks for it. I
know
what
my answer always was? Lily Reinhart.
Really? You know what?
She's tall-ish. She's like, she has her...
Lily would be a perfect person for you.
Or Saoirse Ronan. But I think Saoirse Ronan... I was watching Lady Bird with my mom. Saoirse Ronan looks like Sadie. Think about it.
A little?
Yeah, my mom pointed it out, and I never noticed. And then
really?
I texted Sadie, and she was like, yeah. But, okay, so I'm Lily Reinhart, or who else?
Or maybe Florence Pugh.
Okay. I think it would need to be a tall woman. I want a tall woman
so
to play me.
So, Lily. We'll go Lily.
You?
I don't think I look like anybody.
You're Keira Knightley.
Stop. My ego, my heart. My heart just, like...
That's, like, the first thing that came
Stop.
To my head.
Stop. No.
Who else?
I don't know.
You're not Hailee Steinfeld.
No.
I don't
no.
think so.
I don't know. I feel like I'm no one. Like, I'm just my own being.
No, you're not that special.
It's like...
Asking, I'm just kidding. You like could have a celebrity
would,
play you.
It's like asking who would play, like, Pedro Pascal in his own movie. Like, who? Can't really do that.
I don't know. I think you're Keira Knightley. I get that vibe from you.
No
or, like...
way. So, Keira Knightley and Lily Reinhart?
Yeah.
It's a Reinhart or Ren? Reinhart?
Reinhart? I always said Reinhart.
Reinhart. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Okay, guys.
So is that what we're doing? Should we post? Should we like Photoshop them together?
Yes.
And make that our Oh,
that's so good. Okay, we'll do that. We'll be doing that. Oh my goodness. Oh, would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
Never have to stand in line.
I
can
say.
Sit in a car. I don't want to stand.
That's so true. That's really true, actually. And lines are longer than lights. Yeah. Would you break the law to save a loved one? Who's gonna say no?
Yeah.
Wait. No. No.
No, I would never break the law.
Wait, what
whoever's
if it's like,
listening.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, let's skip that question. What single thing makes you most nostalgic? I know we've talked about this before.
Oh.
I
that
feel
makes
like
me
old,
nostalgic.
Old seasonal movies.
Really?
Christmas movies.
Oh, Claymation?
Yep.
Little Drummer Boy?
Oh, stop.
I remember seeing that on the TV. They used to show it on Treehouse, and I remember my dad's, company where he used to work for, they used to do, like, this Christmas party, and I remember one winter, my mom helping me put on my stockings, because little girls can't do that, and I remember that show being on, and I remember having, like, my dress, and, like, going there, and, like, or another thing that makes me nostalgic, just, like, I don't know how to explain it, but you ever, like, smell something, and you're like, oh, that brings me back to, like, I get a lot of things that remind me of, like, my grandma's.
Yeah.
In a different country.
I smelled like a church smell a couple days ago.
I like the smell of church. It's like that heavy kind of...
woody,
yeah.
like people smell, but
it's heavy.
Filled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like Easter time.
Yes. Yeah. Or really cold nights. Like when it hurts your nose, yeah, that makes me nostalgic.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
When you're in a taxi at nighttime during the winter.
I've never been in a taxi.
I remember going in a taxi a couple of times, like when I was much younger.
Yeah.
We used to go to our family friend's house and then we need to come back home. And I remember sitting in the back being all like, ugh, cold, you know?
Yeah.
Aww.
What is the absolute weirdest nickname someone has given you? I don't think I've ever been given a nickname. I don't know. I'm sure my sister has like come up with some creative thing.
Probably like Annabeth.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. I like that.
Or Hannah.
Oh, Hannah's clever. Our names are too short, though. Like, we can't have anything really creative.
Oh, want to know something?
What?
One of the Dons, I was telling them about the show. Mm-hmm. And they call me Lady Grey.
That's cute.
I really like that nickname.
That's a cute nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish people called me that.
Yeah.
Like, you sound like Lady Bird.
Yeah.
It's like Lady Bird, but a little bit more ominous.
Yeah, and like Greg, that called us Grey Ladies.
Yeah, Grey Ladies is a crazy insult.
Grey Ladies.
That's awful. If you ever want to hurt
our
feelings.
He's not going to listen to this.
If you ever want to hurt our feelings, you call us
Grey Ladies.
Oh my gosh. That's old
ladies. It's kind of funny, though.
It is good.
Well, gray, I imagine, like, graying ladies. Like,
yeah,
old.
Like, olding. Yeah. Like, aging. Mm-hmm. Would you rather... Oh. I guess since we were talking about hands, this works. Would you rather have overly large hands or very small feet? I'm talking, like, maybe...
Oh, like how they used to in China? They bound their feet? Do you remember that?
Oh, maybe I can.
Oh, my God. Let me talk about this. I went to a shoe museum. I really liked it. All the different shoes in Toronto.
You liked the feet?
The shoes, Ava. I didn't go to a feet museum. Mm-hmm. They might have that in Waterloo, but they don't have that where I'm at. Anyways, I went to a shoe museum, and Ava, look. Shoes this small.
Oh my goodness.
These women, because it was the beauty standard,
they would bind
their feet so Ooh. Their feet would curl in,
Stop.
So they would put their feet in the small shoes.
That must be so painful.
It was very... Let's look it up after.
I don't want to.
You gotta see.
But I'm saying, naturally, would you want just a little bit beyond comedic?
No, I want smaller shoes. Smaller feet.
Then you can fit...
Big hands! Size. Imagine typing!
Yeah, that's true. It reminds me of the scene from Everything
And then you can just wear, like, long skirts or something to just hide your feet.
Or just wear shoes. Just stuff your shoes.
That's gonna be so goofy. Your shoe's gonna fall off, Ava.
No, I'll make it not fall off. I'll sew them onto my feet or something. I don't know. That's gross.
She's sewing shoes onto her feet.
We're on to our last two questions.
Okay.
Great. Would you rather be stranded in America or Europe for the rest of your life? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Do you have an answer? You're debating? You're not gonna say America. You're not gonna say
I like it there.
Europe? All of Europe.
How small is Europe? America, think about how much America has.
Yeah, but Europe's Europe. All of Europe.
Yeah, Europe is nice.
Europe is
an expensive place to be stranded.
See, some people disagree.
Some people are richer than me.
Stranded.
Is that not what you said?
It says stranded. Yeah. But what does stranded mean? Do I have like a couple dollars somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, is it the stuff that I have currently, or, like, can I go with
No, it? You're, like, you know that picture of that ant holding the stick? That's you in Europe, or you in
no.
the States? I think you have more. You only speak English, Ava.
But Europe would...
Good luck trying to be, like, stranded in the UK, you're done.
But
everything is so expensive there.
They know I'm Canadian. They'd be
yeah, they're gonna...
Let's get you home.
Nope.
Let's get you home.
No, they're rude.
Stop. America's ruder.
I don't think they'd be rude to you, Ava. That's not something you have to worry about.
Here's another one.
I could be stranded in Europe. I speak a few languages.
Yeah. I guess I'd have to do America then. Okay, last question. This one's interesting because we were talking about this as well. Would you rather spend the rest of your life always cold or always exhausted?
Always cold.
And, Hold on. I'm thinking normal you, a little bit cold all the time.
I'm always cold all the time.
Or normal you, a little bit exhausted.
I'm always cold and exhausted.
I know, I was going to say, this is me right now.
Yeah. I'm wearing 2 layers of pants and I'm still a little weak.
I've got goosebumps.
I could give you a sweater. Why didn't you ask?
I've had goosebumps for the last 59, 40 seconds. 40 minutes.
59 minutes? I'd probably be cold because I feel like if I'm exhausted, I don't have the motivation to do anything.
That's
but
true.
But cold, you're like, let's do this. You know?
I feel like that could be a thing.
Yeah. Well, I think that concludes. Wow, we planned that really well.
We did not plan that. I pulled through with my 25.
And also,
questions.
We have 2 minutes of us testing the website, so we have to edit. Right.
All right, guys. Well, with that said, this concludes our first episode of doing absolutely nothing and calling it an episode. And I guess that's it. Bye.